This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's new governor, Mike DeWine, is continuing to fill cabinet positions and making some history in the process. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the appointments. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, last week, DeWine appointed the first African-American to head the Ohio State Patrol. What's the reaction been to this and other appointments?
Reaction, I think, has been pretty good. He chose Lieutenant Colonel Richard Fambro, who is a lifer in the Ohio Highway Patrol. Started from, you know, rose up through the ranks, and now he is the superintendent and the first African-American to do so. And it's significant because there are so few, relatively so few African-Americans in the patrol. It's just under 10%, and I think he and DeWine both want to increase that. And he also, at the same time, he chose two assistant superintendents. One of them is Major Martha Gamble, and she is the first woman to have a rank that high in the Ohio Highway Patrol. So it was really significant, and it kind of was a continuation of what he has done so far since he became governor, and even before he became governor.
Well, the diversity of these appointments, as you say, goes far beyond the patrol. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, he's early on, I mean, out of 24 cabinet positions that he filled 15 of them with women and 5 with African Americans, and that's a significant change. It certainly is a significant change from what John Kasich was doing in his administration. By the time John Kasich left office, he had only 6 women heading up departments or being in the cabinet, and one African American.
Now, are these people with close political ties to Mike DeWine?
Some of them are. A few of them are. He has one person who was a former chief of staff of his. But for the most part, from what I can tell, they are a lot of people who came up through nonprofits or from the private sector and have just an expertise in whatever area that they've been assigned to.
Now, did DeWine keep any cabinet positions from the Kasich administration?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were some that were kept. Jillian Froment, who took over the Department of Insurance after Mary Taylor, the lieutenant governor, started running for governor. She's going to continue in that position. Kevin Miller, who's going to continue as a director of an agency called Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, so he's going to stay. And there are a few others. But for the most part, these are new people.
Any Democrats appointed?
Yes, it's interesting. A few Democrats, and the most significant one by far to me is Dan McCarthy. He's going to be the director of legislative affairs, which means he's going to be the governor's eyes and ears in the legislature. He's going to be the one who deals directly with the legislative leadership. Now, when John Kasich was governor, if you remember, he didn't have very good relations, even with the Republican leadership of the legislature. But everybody, Dan McCarthy is a guy who was a lobbyist and has been involved in Democratic campaigns, but he's well respected on both sides of the aisle by Republicans and Democrats. They all know him, and he should be able to help DeWine push his agenda forward.
In just a couple of seconds that we have left, is it unusual for an Ohio governor to come into office and put this kind of emphasis on diversity?
I think it's unusual for a Republican, for sure. It's just, you know, that they tend to have cabinets that are people that look like them.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.